A pleasure getting to know this gentleman over the winter, a former Giant pitcher, pitched a no-hitter against the New York Mets here for the ball club, but a very, very accomplished man and a good storyteller, and he had a lot of success at Dodger Stadium. We want to welcome Ed Helicki to the show. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing great, Marty. How you doing?
Well, it's been, we're getting ready here. We start at 1 o'clock, and, before you know it, we're on for about 3.5 hours, but we get you ready for the ball game. So I'm doing okay, doing fine.
Well, that's good. It's a final game before they get home. They're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I want to start with you at opening day, and Bobby Evans just touched on it. I don't know if you got to hear any of the show, but we've talked a little bit about opening day, and of course the ball club opened up in Arizona. They opened up in Dodger Stadium. They're going to open up here on Tuesday, and as a major league player, maybe get your favorite opening day and what opening day means to the ball player.
Well, opening day to me always meant the end of spring training, because spring training after a while got to be a drag. You're going through the same routine and just trying to get yourself in shape, but the at bats, the innings, other than confidence didn't mean as much until opening day, and then the adrenaline really starts flowing, and it was always a special time for me.
How about the emotion of just the fans and the bunting? And believe me, I've been out at the ballpark. I was out there on Friday to see Liam and Matt and get some stuff done out at the ballpark, and the bunting was up, the beer trucks were there. The place was just jumping. And do you feel that as a player? Do you get that rush of adrenaline from the fans too?
Oh, yeah. I think it's an exciting time for, besides the ball players, for the fans. It's opening day. You look at attendance, and it's always a packed house. And then the next day, it drops considerably. So, it's just like a ritual, introducing the introduction of ball players and the dream of having them go through the year and winning a pennant and then a World Series. So that's everybody's opening day thought, I believe. At least it was mine.
Yeah, you won over 50 games for the Giants. Who got the opening day starts when you were a Giant?
Montefusco got a number. I think Vida got one. I was supposed to get one spring in 78, but I got hurt in spring training and missed that one. But it really didn't matter. It was more an honor to be opening day pitcher. You were considered the ace, but at the end of the year, the ace is the guy who put up the best numbers. And to me, all that was relative. It was more about how the team was doing. You hear the old adage that, I don't care if I got the win or I got the game-winning hit, so long as the team won. And when you play as a team, I think that's the bottom line and the most important thing
to worry about.
Not your statistics, but how the team did.
Well, that's the way you want to do it. Ed Helicki is with us. Ed, your best year was 77. You were 16-12. But it was interesting in getting to know you about your theories about pitching. And then I realized, in just checking some of your stats today, you did very well against the Dodgers, and you did well in Dodger Stadium. We've got Matt Cain and Greinke tonight, and tell me a little bit about your pitching in Dodger Stadium and how you had the success down there.
Well, at that time, the Dodgers were an awful good team, and every game we played down there, there were always 50,000 people in the ballpark, which is added incentive. But I grew up back in New Jersey despising the Dodgers, and then when the Giants drafted me, it was like a perfect match when we played each other. So I really didn't care for the Dodgers. But the big thing, the Dodger Stadium is a fine stadium, but for me, the pitcher's mound, it had a nice slope to it. And for some reason, home plate looked, 40 feet 6 inches away rather than 60 feet 6 inches away. And they did have a lot of right-handed hitters in their lineup, a few lefties. And for me, it was just a good match.
Boy, you said, I think, 3 shutouts in 1 year against down in L.A., and then I think they beat you 3 times up at Candlestick.
Yeah, I believe it was the year I won 16 games. I was 3-3 against them, and 3-0 in L.A. with 3 shutouts, and 0-3 in San Francisco. Go figure. you know, so much for home field advantage, I guess. I don't know what it is, but there was something about pitching in L.A. against a good team, but that pitcher's mound just suited me just fine. See, when I was pitching in Candlestick, we had a lot of hard throwers, Montefusco, Vida, Nepper, Lavelle, and we'd always talk to the grounds crew to shape the mound, have a very steep slope, so you didn't land as quickly and you can follow through better. And that's part of, like, home field advantage, at least what I considered it. So the groundskeepers, they would mold the mound to the way the pitchers, the way we requested it. In Dodger Stadium, I couldn't request anything, but it had a nice slope, and it was just perfect for me.
Ah, very good. Good insight into the slope of the mound at Dodger Stadium. Ed, a couple of things in baseball today. One, they want to protect the pitchers. They want them to wear some sort of headgear so they don't get hit. You had an instance where you got hit. Tell us about it and how you feel about headgear.
Well, I used to have this dream, not all the time, but, you know, a bunch of times during the course of the year of getting hit in the head with a line drive. Well, I was pitching in Houston, and Art Howe was the batter. And he hit a line drive up the middle, and it was coming right at me. Would have hit me right in the forehead, between the eyes. And as I started ducking, I can literally see the writing on the baseball. It said National League President Chubb Feeney as I was ducking. It was just like a moment in time. And as I was ducking, the ball actually ended up hitting the top of my head and caroming towards second base off my head on the fly, and the second baseman, Rob Andrews, caught it and flipped to first.
Wow.
But the interesting thing was Roger Metzger was a shortstop who we had got from Houston the year before, and he worked in a wood shop, and he cut the last two fingers off at the middle knuckle. So we nicknamed them Nubs. And anyway, he was the first one who came to the mound, and he said, "How many fingers do I have?" And I told him, 2.5. Now get back to your position and let's play.
Very good. Very good. Hey, what do you think about, Brandon McCarthy talked about it. Is there something that a pitcher could have that maybe would give him some protection on the mound, or is it just something you don't think about?
It's not anything I ever thought about, but, you know, my motion was, I guess you'd have to say, was violent because I always fell hard towards first base. So anything hit to the right side of the infield on a bunt or you know, a swinging bunt, it was a base hit. I couldn't get to it. Whereas anything to the left side of the infield, I was all over. But because it was violent, I figured when I threw with my head jerking, that helmet or mask or whatever they'd want to put on you would just turn across my face, and I probably wouldn't see anything.
Wow. Hey, what do you think about the replay?
Know, well, I'm kind of liking it. There was an instance, I was thinking about it the other day with the replay. It happened to me. The only time I ever got in a heated argument with an umpire where I thought he blew it, I could accept, you know, certain calls, but this one, and it happened to be Joe West was the first base umpire. I believe it was his rookie year. It was in L.A. I had like a 4-0 lead going into the bottom of the fifth. I was in a jam, and to get the, I think it was the third out of the inning, somebody short hopped a first baseman who I believe was Darrell Evans at the time, and it rolled up his glove to his heel, and he secured it between his hand and his heel. Joe West called him safe, and I just blew my cool. Well, and then finally they pulled me out of the argument to, you know, say, "You got a pitch, we'll argue, blah, blah, blah." So I'm talking to another umpire. I said, "You saw it. He secured the ball." And the other umpire said, "Well, we don't want to overrule another umpire and embarrass him." I said, "But your job is to get the call right, isn't it?" "Well, yeah, but in this case," and the umpire agreed with me, but he wasn't going to do anything. And the bottom line is, because I blew my cool, I also blew the lead and the ball game. They got like 6 runs that inning, and it was the only time I really ever got hit hard in L.A., and it was that particular game. So I'm in favor of the instant replay on close calls.
All right, very good. Hey, Ed, it's great to have you on the show. Where are you living these days? What are you doing?
I live in Reno, Nevada, and I guess you can say I'm living a good life, just hanging out, playing golf, and doing yard work, and just enjoying life.
Good. Do you ever come down to any games down here in San Francisco?
I used to with my wife and son. I don't as much anymore, but, I'm always watching them on TV. I'll be watching them tonight, and whenever I get down to the Bay Area, I try and catch a game, but, it's hit and miss. It's whenever I get down there to visit friends, we'll say, hey, let's go to the ballpark, and then we'll catch a game.
Very nice. Ed Halicki. So when that Dodger uniform comes on the screen tonight, do you get a little tingle, something happen?
Oh, yeah. The Dodgers can be playing anybody. It's like the Giants are my favorite team. Everybody but the Dodgers is tied for second when it comes to playing against the Dodgers. So, yeah, I love it when, even in the box score, when the Dodgers are playing someone else and they lose. I enjoy that.
Very good. Hey, Ed, thanks so much. Enjoy it. And if you come down, please let me know.
Okay, Marty. Enjoy chatting with you. Thank you very much.
All right. That is Ed Halicki. He was a Giant 1974 through 1980. 52 wins with the Giants, 55 wins in his big league career. That is Ed, no-hit Halicki, no-hit the Mets. Scott, he sees the Dodger uniform and something happens. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I think something happens to all of us, but I can only imagine, having been part of that rivalry, what happens when you see the Dodger uniform.
Yeah, that is funny.